KFS Mobile listening.
KO4HK, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, Gordon, we just coming back from a soccer game. Arg.
Dealing with a yard sale today for my mom's, some of my mom's stuff. So, been pretty busy today, this weekend in general.
That'll keep you busy, that's for sure. Well, we just went over there to accommodate the grandson, shall we say. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for all the sports in the world, let alone soccer. That would be on my zero list. But you gotta go.
Things we do for kids and grandkids.
Not much going on today. I do have a fault in my air conditioner system here. It's one of those dual modes that you just set the temperature, and the left side here by the driver is not as cold as the right side. But I got Dave looking into it. He's in a tennis tournament today, but he's pretty sharp on that stuff, so he said it's possible to do a reset of some kind. And he has access to software that you and me don't. So I hope he comes up with something. Otherwise, I probably got to take it to the dealer.
That's all that, too, and scan some more to reset it.
Reset a 2011 Avalon Limited.
It's top of my head, but the scan tool's probably got a procedure for it.
I just take the minus terminal off of the battery for a while and put it back on. I haven't done that. I got to thinking that the guy that put this new battery in the other day, he had me start the car, and he put the battery in while the car was running. And he said otherwise the Toyotas have a tendency to lose something in memory if you just take the terminals loose and put them back on. I've never experienced that, but he does a lot of cars, so I just wonder if that happened when he done that.
Probably not. The blend door actuator motors are pretty common to go out on vehicles. I've had to put quite a few of them in over the years, so it's probably got nothing to do with anything. It's just coincidence.
Years old. I've had 4 Avalons. We've never had anything go wrong, but had to replace a water pump and I think one other thing one time. In one that was like an 81, we had to replace a igniter for the spark system. And it was under warranty, so really didn't cost anything.
Some of those blend door actuators are not a big deal to put in, and then some of them are. It just depends on the vehicle, pretty much.
I hope that this is one of those, because it's an Avalon, and they're the high-end cars. I think we need a new one, don't we, Bernice?
No.
Well, you'll just have to stay a little warm until he can figure it out, but sometimes you can unhook the battery like that and it will reset, but where your car is so new and it's on the upper end, that's probably got a battery monitoring system in it also, where the ECU is actually controlling the charging rate, so you'd have to do a battery reset on it. Now cars have got to where there's got so much intertwined in them that you got to be careful doing anything.
Yeah, I understand that. They probably use a servo motor or a stepper motor, probably a permanent magnet one in there, and most likely having an encoder in there or a potentiometer for feedback for balancing it out.
Pretty much what it was. They got, like I said, there again, it depends on the manufacturer which one they use.
You have to set these large water valves in the old days, and they'd use various different things for feedback devices, 0 to 20 milliamps were 20 milliamps was wide open and zero was closed and things like that. And I had to make my own test gear in order to test them. But some of them were, let me see, what they have on those. I got a bug flying around in front of me here. Synchro servos, Magnusons, I can't remember exactly, but they had a lot of different ways of feeding back the information so that it would go so far and null itself out. So, like you said, it depends on the manufacturer. Even resolvers were used at times.
I get time this evening, I'll look and see if I can't find out if there's a manual reset on that or not. But I'm going to have to hop off here now. I've designated at the QTH. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you and Miss Bernice. Y'all have a good day. KO4HKX, clear on your final.
Okay, Patrick. Well, I'd appreciate that. It's a 2011 Toyota Avalon Limited. So if you get a chance to do that, and I'm sure Dave is. But if it amounts to much, I'll have to take it to the dealership. And that's okay. They got to make a living, too. See you later. This is N0TR73.
Tom, you didn't happen to have the cabin air filter changed by any chance, did you? N4KBF?
N4KBS, N0TR. No, not recently. I do, however, have a spare one at home. I can swap that out.
The reason I ask is my wife has a Lexus sedan that we happen to have a just regular maintenance done on it, and rather than taking it all the way down to Lexus, we had it done at a Toyota dealership, and they messed things up when they changed the cabin air filter.
This is N0TR. Well, this is basically a Lexus. The Toyota dealership told me that a long time ago, and then they split them up now, and they got Lexus and Toyota separated, but this, everything in it's Lexus. But I don't think that's a possibility on this one, because I've changed that cabin air filter many times, but it probably needs it now because of all of the pollen out there.
Remember the exact procedure, but in other words, I can't remember if the car has to be set to recirculate or fresh air coming into it. But one way or the other, one setting, it has to be changed to before you go in to replace that filter, because if you don't, when you open that door to do it, it a lot of times strips that little plastic gear off that does all the movement. And fortunately, they had taken it off of the track rather than stripping the gear, so it was a little bit easier to fix ours.
The information, but I see no linkages or anything like that in this one. It's just a little trap door, and there's no micro switches or anything there. So I kind of doubt that that's it, but I'll change it when I get home anyways here in about the next 3 minutes.
Well, the only way that we had of knowing that something had been done and messed it up was if the car set for over several hours, you get back into it, the temperature setting, the automatic temperature setting would be at the default setting from Toyota or Lexus, and it would never remember what you set it in, or, you know, as a driver, and want it to return to each and every time you got in the car.
Well, that'd be certainly an indication you had a problem.
But we took it to Lexus and asked them to give me an idea what it was going to cost to fix it. I said, while you're in there, if it's not too terribly bad, because things I'd read online, some of the dealerships were charging over $2,000 to replace or repair the damage. And so I said, if it's going to be that, I need to take that issue up with the dealership. But they fixed it for $200 and gave me a receipt, and I went back to the dealership and they wrote me a check for it.
That Lexus is top notch. It's a high grade car, that's for sure. I've thought about it, but it's a little above my pay grade.
The nice thing about it is it's a Toyota, so the thing is very reliable. That's what we like about it. But anyway, I just wanted to check with you. Anyway, I've talked to you before under a different call sign, but the new call sign is N4KBF. Have a good afternoon, and hope you get it fixed.
Well, thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Give me your name, too.
I'm from Asheville, and last time I talked to you, we were down to have lunch, and made a similar trip back down to Greenville, and going through Traveler's Rest right now on the way back home, but thought I'd say hi to you.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, and you're exactly right. The Toyotas are exceptionally reliable and always at the top of the consumer's guide, and the Lexus, well, it's unquestionable. It's right there at the top. And they told me that all I'd get if I went from the Avalon to the Lexus was a little more mahogany. So this has worked out good for us. A little old lady had it, and she wanted a hybrid. And we drove over to Augusta and got this, and it had 11,000 miles on it in 2013. And we just got 71,000 on it now. So I'm not about to trade it in. It's a good car. You have a good day, Ken, and we'll talk to you down the line. Be safe out there. This is NZLTR 73s, and I'm home and clear.
4CPA Mobile.
Just talking about you, Dave. Ken, come on, and so did Patrick. How'd you do on your tennis team? I'm just sitting in the driveway getting ready to go in the garage. This is NZLTR.
One, we're going to state in June, so we'll see how it goes. We beat Brookstone, and they were the teams to beat. I tell you, our illustrious leader. This is the one he wanted to win most of all.
Congratulations. That's rough out there. We just got back from the soccer game. I don't understand it. It looks like a free for all, but we had to go for the grandson. Well, Dave, I was wondering if that guy up there put this battery in the other day. And we haven't run the air conditioner a lot since then. He had me start the car. He took the battery out and put another battery in. I'd never done that. I always just take the terminals off, put the battery in, and put them back on. Do you think it might help if I took the negative lead off, and I don't know for how long, would that reset the ECU or whatever it is?
Not a good idea, because you lose your what they call your RAM memory, and you really don't want to do that, because your computer has already set its parameters, and you'll lose all that, and it'll have to reset, and your car might run kind of funny for a couple of minutes, because it's resetting the parameters on all the input sensors that feed it information.
Well, how did you change batteries then without losing that? When you worked on them, most people take the minus and the plus clear off and put a new battery in and stick it on.
I mean, you could do that. We had a thing that you could plug in the cigarette lighter, and it would keep the memory. Now on a 2021, I don't know. And as a matter of fact, I do know that if you have a new car that has an automatic braking system, battery yourself, you have to take it to the dealership, let them do it, or it'll just screw everything up.
Pleasantburg there in the shadow. He was real scratchy that time, but I got it. But yeah, this is a 2011, not a 2021.
Okay. I looked on the internet, and it says you can get under the driver's dash and see the solenoid that moves for the door, you know, for your side of the AC system. But you know, if you want me to look at it, I'll be glad to check it for you and see if it's moving. We could actually move it manually and, you know, and see if your cold air comes back. That would tell you a little bit more, give you a little bit more information.
This is NGOTR. Well, Dave, I don't expect you to do that. I'll just take it down to Greer, to the dealership, and let them take a look at it. Ken was saying that one time on his Lexus, they actually changed a cabin air filter and messed things up on the cooling system, but it had some sort of gearing or something on it, and it'd go back to the factory default every time they got in the car, the temperature had changed. But like I say, I got this one set on 73, and the blower's turned up quite a bit, and on my side I got it 65, and it's that's about the temperature of the year. And Bernice's side's, oh, I don't know, like I said, it got down to about 38 with a good digital refrigeration thermometer. But I don't expect you to do that. That'd be a pain in the butt.
In your back, having to lay over the threshold of the car and upside down and looking up, you know, it's one of those fun parts of being a mechanic. But anyway, but yeah, they probably know exactly what it is, and what they can do is they can pull up the pit for that one motor, and they can operate that motor with the computer and see if it's responding. If it's not, then they'll know to replace it.
Excellent. Well, that's what I'll do. Yeah, I don't want you to do that. We're getting too old for that kind of stuff. Need to be double jointed and Chinese to get under these dashes anymore.
If it's where this article said it is, you could actually accidentally unplug it with your foot. And yours may not be located there. You know, it could be on the other side of the, on the passenger side. But, you know, you just have to get a flashlight and look. That's all you can do.
If that would be Plan Zebra, I think, instead of Plan A or B. No, I'll just call them Monday and see what they can do for me there. And I think a dealership on that kind of thing would be set up better than going to, like, Sims Garage down there in Duncan. They're good, but they're just not a dealership. Okay, Dave, I'm going to pull on in and let you go. Again, congratulations on winning that. And I'm glad to be home, and I'm hungry, so going to be Plan B, because Plan A is some grub. KB4CVA, N0TR. Thanks for looking, Dick.
Yep, glad to do it. And I think we'll probably eat when I get home, because we eat early, late lunch, early supper kind of thing. But anyway, yeah, have a good one. Enjoy this beautiful day and what's left of it. And we will talk to you later. N0TR, KB4, CBA.